always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Police say they've collected more evidence implicating Luigi Mangione in the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
They traced the ghost gun that was found on Mangione's person essentially to the scene of the crime because they matched the bullet casings that were recovered from the scene of the crime to the gun.
CBS's Anna Schechter says police have also found Mangione's fingerprints on a food wrapper and a water bottle near the murder scene. The wildfire in Malibu, California is now 7% contained. The winds have slowed, giving firefighters a chance to stop the fire's progress. CBS Los Angeles reporter Jasmine Veal is surveying the damage.
We were out there Tuesday. We were in this enclave right above Pacific Coast Highway, this private gated community, and that's where several homes had burned to the ground. We saw these were massive homes that had burned down, a guest house that had burned, a ranch, some sheds had burned. Right now, more than a dozen structures, they're saying, either damaged or destroyed.
20,000 people remain under evacuation orders. It could be a first next month.
President-elect Donald Trump has invited China's Xi Jinping to attend his inauguration next month, multiple sources told CBS News. Trump invited Xi in early November, shortly after the election, an unusual move for an incoming president. Inauguration officials are also making plans for additional foreign dignitaries to attend the swearing-in at the Capitol on January 20th.
CBS News White House reporter Jennifer Jacobs says it's not clear if Xi has accepted the invitation. FBI Director Christopher Wray has announced he will step down before President-elect Trump can take office and fire him.
This is the best way to avoid dragging the Bureau deeper into the fray while reinforcing the values and principles that are so important in how we do our work.
Trump plans to replace Wray with his former aide Kash Patel, who has promised a major overhaul of the Bureau, including shutting down its headquarters, the J. Edgar Hoover Building in Washington. In Mexico, some 10 million people will make the annual pilgrimage to the shrine of the Virgin of Guadalupe, some crawling on their knees.
Millions walk days from across Mexico to pay homage to La Guadalupana, or Virgin of Guadalupe. Thousands camp in tents near her shrine. The faithful believe this darker-skinned Virgin Mary appeared to an indigenous man nearly 500 years ago. Guadalupe is also worshipped by Latinos across the U.S. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Mexico City.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
The Packers get ready for Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers installing the game plan for the Seahawks in Seattle on Sunday Night Football. If Green Bay wins and the Falcons lose, the Packers could clinch a playoff spot with four games remaining. Packers tight end Tucker Kraft.
This next storm of games, we're going to be locked in. You know, we're going to be energized. We're going to bring that juice. We're going to be locked into our technique, our assignment, our alignment. If we win the line of scrimmage, we win each game.
College basketball, the Badgers lost down in Illinois last night, 86-80. That's Wisconsin's third loss in a row. NBA, the Bucks with a 114-109 win over the Orlando Magic, and that means the Bucks are headed to the NBA Cup tournament in Las Vegas this weekend. After the game, Damian Lillard praised teammate Bobby Portis for his leadership.
You always want to make sure that you behave in a way that's respectable even when it's not going your way, because it's going to turn and you want people to know. You know, it's always great to see when Bobby is doing his thing. You know, it's infectious and it changes our team.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You might think Americans don't work as hard as they used to, but that is not true at all when it comes to TV watching. Tube viewing was up 5% overall for the month of November, but that does not include Thanksgiving, which would have driven the numbers up even higher. According to Nielsen, the reason for the increased viewing was the election, World Series, and the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul snoozefest. A Nielsen pie graph shows broadcast networks with 23.7% of viewers. Streaming services accounted for 41.5%, which is up 1% from the previous month. Cable accounted for for 25% of TV watching. In the category of other, on the graph, it showed 9.7%. I'm guessing those are people who just leave the TV on and stare at the Roku home screen indecisively. Speaking of streaming, Netflix really hit a home run last month with the Tyson Paul fight, even though it left viewers watching mostly a rotating buffering ball. Netflix's The Lincoln Lawyer was the most viewed streamer for the month with 3.9 billion views. Well done, couch potatoes. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds overnight, but frigid temperatures are biggest concern. Cold weather advisory in effect. Lows near 5 below. Wind chills as cold as 25 below zero, thanks to gusty northwest winds. Mostly sunny near 5 above Thursday afternoon. Currently, 4 degrees below zero.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special edition of the show. You know how fascism creeps in? On little cat's feet. Matt Flynn in the guest host chair. Join him.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We're going to have a double dose of doctors today. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here at 1033. We are going to talk about the high cost of medical care.
Yeah.
And what could potentially be done to make sure that we don't keep going bankrupt because we get sick.
I would love to know any ideas.
Yeah, me too. So yeah. She will be joining us at 10:33. Next hour, of course, at 11:33. She is here every Wednesday for public cervix announcement. Dr. Laura Hanks will be joining us. We're going to be talking about flu, the actual flu, and bird flu.
Yeah.
And also RSV, which is something that's become a bigger thing in the last couple of years, and why you should maybe want to consider getting vaccinated.
It sounds like a good idea to me.
Does sound like a good idea. And many, many other things we're going to cover next hour. We're very sad about something related to The Onion.
Yeah.
So all those details coming up. And of course, we are going to continue with Civic Media's latest statewide text to win contest, the Grown Up Gift List. Contest is underway. We are on day 3. Every day you can listen in the 7, 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours. You will be given a keyword you have to text in using the Civic Media app. You have to use the app.
Yep.
So if someone, say Greg Bach, does not have the app, what should they do?
They should go to their favorite app store of choice and download the Civic Media app because it's absolutely free.
It is absolutely free. And then next hour when we give you that keyword, there's a text button and you can text in directly. So you text in that keyword and that gets you in the running for one of our hourly prizes.
Yep.
Either $100 cash or an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And then everyone who enters is going to be in the drawing for the grand prize. We have 8 different grand prizes.
Ooh.
Everything from espresso machines to luggage sets to robot vacuums to a snowblower. So be listening next hour after the 11 o'clock news for that keyword you want to text in. And again, if you don't have the Civic Media app, I would suggest you download it right now.
It's not just good for the contests either, Jane.
It's fantastic. It's a great app.
You can listen to the shows. You can listen to certain sports matches being played.
Yes.
You can customize it to be whichever one's your favorite station, what you receive from us. I mean, it is a very all, and they're always working on updates too. So it's a really fun app to have. And absolutely, as we said, free.
Absolutely free. That's one of Greg's favorites. I wanted to start off with this, and I'm genuinely curious if you have had a different experience than I have about mergers, when companies merge, and who does that benefit? It has never been my experience that the customer is the one who benefits when there's two big corporations that merge.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is just my lived experience and someone else has something different. But the reason we're bringing this up is because the big Kroger's $25 billion deal to merge with grocery rival Albertsons has been blocked by U.S. courts. A judge blocked that pending $25 billion merger yesterday in a win for the Federal Trade Commission. This is from Reuters. Kroger has said it would scuttle the deal. The FTC argued during a trial in Portland, Oregon, that the merger would eliminate head-to-head competition between the two traditional grocery chains, leading to higher prices for shoppers and reducing bargaining leverage for unionized workers. So, and now I believe it's Kroger is now either suing Albertson or Albertson is suing Kroger because this deal got scuttled. And, but again, they claimed Kroger defended the deal, saying it would bring prices down at Albertson stores where prices are 10 to 12% higher than Kroger's prices. Now, this sentence is very confusing. The merged company would fund price cuts through cost savings it expects from a larger operation and a larger customer base to drive revenue for Kroger's data consulting business. Can you explain that to me?
You had me until the very last part. Basically, what I heard was because Kroger would buy Albertson, their reach would be so far and wide, they'd be making so much more money with more customers that they could fund price cuts on the Albertson side. Now, when you got to the very end, it's like data service. I'm like, I don't know what that means. I had no idea that Kroger had their own data mining service.
Right.
But it just sounds like to me what they're saying is we'll have more and we'll have more of you so we can lower our prices. But folks, I'd like to think I'm not stupid. I'm sure there are plenty of people listening right now who are like, I have a different thought, Greg. But I don't think for a moment that prices will be cut so dramatically that they will make that much of a difference.
And that everyone will be celebrating.
That everyone will be, you know, yep, they'll be going to aisle 10, picking up little pop gun things and be like, we did it. We saved money. I don't think this is going to be in any interest for anybody. But shareholders,
yes.
For CEOs, for managers, I think this is all for them, not for us. Because they know we have to, and we have less ability to go to it. Like, you know, the Piggly Wiggly is too expensive. I'm going to go to the festival. The
exactly.
Festival's too expensive. So when you take away that option, then I have to buy food from you.
And I think they kind of like that.
Yeah, that's kind of what they want.
855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Do you believe these big corporate mergers end up being good for the consumers? I just think about airlines.
Oh, my God.
And,
perfect example.
Right? Every time an airline merges, it's like, oh, this is going to be so much better. You just tried to schedule a flight to South Carolina.
Yeah.
And they want to send you from Milwaukee to Texas?
To Dallas. There was a Dallas option. There's an Atlanta option. There's a Denver option. There are no, and I checked this on Milwaukee to Charleston, Chicago to Charleston, both airports in Chicago. All three, and on three separate flights, on three separate airlines.
Right.
There isn't one of them that has a non-stopped.
They all route you someplace else.
Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't. Steve in Milwaukee texting in, absolutely not. It always compromises quality. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And yeah. I think the other thing that happens too with these big corporate mergers, at least when they deregulated the media industry in the 90s in radio,
yeah.
The big promise was this is going to make it so easy for them to put different music formats out there. You know, littler known music formats. And so it's going to open up so many avenues for musicians. You know what happened? They merged. A bunch of radio companies started buying other radio companies. And then they started firing staff.
Yep.
Because you were recreating systems that already existed in a different place.
And they have such strict and stringent playlists. I'll never forget this story. I was watching the Ken Burns country music documentary and it was Loretta Lynn's birthday, and they told Alison Krauss that. as she was on the radio saying, she's like, all right, let's play Loretta Lynn song. They're like, we can't do that. She's not part of a rotation.
Right.
And so like this idea, those stories you hear from artists who are like 80, 90 years old now, like, I went to the radio station. She just knocked on the door until someone gave me a job and let me play. That just can't happen. And now you have things like Spotify, like all these businesses, like we provide the customer. No, you don't.
No.
And in this, in the situation you're talking about too, Jane, that also suffocates the artist then too.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
and none of that happened. Now, all the promises that they made about all these different, formats and musicals that never happened. They just merged a bunch of stuff together and then recreated it. And then they started automating everything.
Yep.
So that really helped a lot. We're talking about the grocery chain Albertson calling off its $25 billion merger with Kroger, ending what would have been the largest merger in U.S. supermarket history. Announced in 2022, it would have combined the 5th and 10th largest retailers in the country. They own dozens of grocery chains, including Safeway, Vons, Harris Teeter, and Fred Meyer. Albertsons now is the one who is suing Kroger for breach of contract, alleging Kroger caused the merger to be blocked.
Wasn't Kroger trying to buy Albertson?
Albertson said Kroger failed to exercise its best efforts to take any and all actions to make sure that the merger was approved.
Okay. PJ on the live stream just says, Aldi grocery stores are a great alternative. That's true. I have one right by my house. I have a festival right by my house. Those are the two places I go. Those Kroger-owned grocery stores now are all getting revamped, facelifts. And they're getting more expensive, just getting more and more expensive.
Have you ever had an experience where a merger has worked out well for you as the customer, as the consumer?
I was going to say, no CEOs.
Yeah, no shareholders that we're not looking for you. I mean, sure, you can call in. But listening on WAUK, Texter says, when there are too many mergers, we get away from true capitalism and the market forces are out of balance.
Yes.
Supply and demand. Yeah. And that's what you said. Right now we can go. I'll go to Metcalf's, and if it's not there, then I'll go to Aldi, and if it's not there, you know, I can find it cheaper over here. That's capitalism.
That's capitalism. But when Kroger owns Metcalf, Metro Market, Pick and Save, and all these labels, that's the problem then too. Is like they own Kroger owns all these labels, Albertsons owns all these labels, and you think you're going to a different place, but you're not. You are going to one business. And one paycheck happens at the end of the day, and that goes to the CEO or the shareholders, and that's the problem. And that statement on true capitalism is absolutely correct, I believe.
It's about competing market forces.
Exactly. Absolutely.
And choices and options.
Yeah, and the moment that this sort of toxic capitalism is taking place where you have two choices, that's not true capitalism. The market's supposed to determine, and the market's supposed to make its decision based on the people's wants and needs, and this is not helping.
Well, and too, I think it's important to remind folks as well that if we really want lower grocery prices, and I think we can all agree that we do, mergers of big grocery conglomerates is not the way to bring down prices.
No, and it's about getting at the companies. As we've said before, presidents do not decide egg prices.
Shockingly, no.
Doesn't matter who the president is.
Doesn't matter. All right. We're going to have an update for you about that man who faked his own death in Green Lake in a bogus kayaking accident. He's back. All the details on the way. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. but our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Shh! Want to hear a secret? But you have to keep it between us. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is currently accepting nominations for the WBA Hall of Fame. We would like your help in nominating one of our community's best, Chuck Gennaro. Here's where you come in. If you or someone you know was directly affected by the work Chuck has been doing during his 30-plus years with WFHR, send an email describing the reasons you want to nominate Chuck to Laura Berg, L-A-U-R-A .BERGH at civicmedia.us. Thank you for keeping this our little secret.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink? Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter a little later on today during the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4 p.m. She will be talking about affirmative action. And also, I've seen a few articles about this, breakups over politics.
Oh, yeah.
And she's going to want you to join in if you're going through this yourself. I know that's happened in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean,
people parting ways over politics. So that will be coming up a little bit later on today on the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4 here across the Civic Media Radio Network. We did talk about this, I think, about a month ago.
I think like a week ago, actually.
Was it only a week ago?
God, the time is nothing.
It all smooshes together. Headline reads from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, missing kayaker Ryan Borkwart is in custody at Green Lake County Jail. They are going to be holding a press conference. I believe it's going to be at 11 o'clock this morning. But when we talked about this, again, this man faked his death at Green Lake.
Dramatically.
Yeah, very dramatically. Faked his death in Green Lake and then fled overseas. He was apparently in a communication with a woman from Uzbekistan.
Okay.
And when we last talked about this, they had discovered that he was alive.
Yes.
Because they thought he was dead. There was a massive search that happened when he first went missing. Got national attention after authorities, though, uncovered that he planned this whole thing. But they searched for him for 54 days. Underwater drones, submersible sonar, divers, canine cadaver teams. And apparently one of the reasons why he picked Green Lake is because it's one of the deepest lakes in Wisconsin.
Okay. I just remember him being very surprised that they spent so much time looking for him. He was like, I thought it'd be 2 weeks.
And it would be over.
Yeah.
Well, he leaves behind a wife and he's got children. And the last time we talked about this, the sheriff had said, we're in communication with him. He actually provided video evidence to show that he was alive.
Okay.
And then the sheriff had said at that point, well, we're going to try and get him to come back and do the right thing.
He used the guy's family to appeal to him, which I thought was very, very confident because I figured, like,
someone who does this?
Yeah, like his plan in the article here, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article, he stashed an e-bike near the boat launch. He paddled a kayak on a child-sized inflatable boat.
Along with a child-sized boat. Yeah.
Overturned the kayak and dumped his phone in the lake, paddled the inflatable boat to the shore, riding the e-bike to Madison.
From Green Lake.
From Green Lake, boarding a bus in Madison to Detroit and then going to Canada and then getting on a plane to Europe. The idea that the sheriff was like, I want to talk to him about his family. I'm like, it seems like he doesn't want to be around his family.
Well, it must, whatever he did must have worked because he is back in Wisconsin and he is now in custody. I feel for his family.
Absolutely.
I just feel for his family.
Yes. Yep.
And hopefully they'll be able to at least have some sense of resolution or some sense of peace. It will be interesting to if we ever find out what brought him back.
Yeah.
Because as you said, I would have thought appealing to his conscience would have been a lost cause.
Well, also, I don't know if he had much of a life in Uzbekistan.
Maybe. Well, that's true, too.
Yeah. I'm
not quite sure the standard of living in Uzbekistan.
The thing that really, is upsetting is that any insurance money they may have gotten has to be paid back, most likely, because he ain't dead. So,
and they're going to want their money back.
Yeah, they're going to want their money back. And it's just, this is my heart's with the family. This guy can sit in a jail and think about what he did for a while, but this is just awful for the family.
Well, and it will be interesting to see. I mean, they're going to charge him with something.
I have to imagine,
right?
I have to imagine.
And at least to make restitution for the 54 days that they shelled out all this money searching for him.
Yeah. Well, that was the other thing, too, is I think it was $54,000 they were trying to get back for the total search, for the price tag for all the equipment.
All the man hours, all the people.
He can't pay that. My guess is he doesn't have that money lying around, so it's going to probably fall on his family to have to be responsible for.
Well, and which would be can you imagine add insult onto injury?
Yeah.
If his wife is going to be the one who's going to have to be responsible for that, that would be terrible. Again, there should be a news conference. I believe it's coming up at 11 o'clock. The Green Lake Sheriff is going to be holding a news conference about that, so if we have an opportunity, we will give you an update. But don't forget, he planned this pretty thoroughly.
Yes.
He cleared his browsers on his laptop the day of his disappearance. He replaced the hard drive. He checked about moving money to foreign banks and was constantly in communication with a woman from Uzbekistan. So maybe that love affair went sour and that's finally what brought him home.
It just ended up being a dude named Morris. I didn't really think you'd come here.
And from Chippewa Falls, listening on WA, says maybe the girl he was with found out what he did and she dumped him.
There's that.
And then Matt from Germantown says, do you really think insurance companies pay out money that quickly? They're so slow, I would be surprised. That's a good point, Matt.
Yeah.
They would drag that out right as long as humanly possible.
Yeah. The notion of how much did it cost him to do all this, too. And where did that money come from? Probably came from their joint bank account.
We will find out.
This sounds like a Lifetime movie.
I was going to say.
A Lifetime movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
News is coming up next. We will give you an update again if we learn anything new at that news conference coming up at 11 o'clock. News is coming up next when we return. The high cost of healthcare. How can we fix it? Is there a way to fix it? Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be joining us. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
CBS News Brief. As investigators build a case against the alleged murderer of UnitedHealthcare CEO, the insurance industry is mindful of the growing anger with the system. Caroline Roan is with Pfizer.
In terms of the comments online, I will only say that I think all of us are taking a step back and trying to understand what's happening with patients and their experiences.
Diminishing winds are helping crews battle the wildfire in Malibu, California.
We're looking at the wind change with the possible change in direction that the fire has been going.
Cameron Park Fire Chief Dusty Martin says the fire is 7% contained. Evacuation orders are still in effect. President-elect Donald Trump is looking to make history next month. More from CBS News correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Trump has extended an invitation to Chinese President Xi Jinping, and he did so shortly after his election win in November. No world leader has ever attended the inauguration of an American president.
No word yet if Xi has accepted the invite. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks head to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks found out last night they'll face the Atlanta Hawks in the semifinals Saturday of the NBA Cup in Las Vegas. Tip-off time 3:30. Atlanta beat the Knicks in New York 108-100 to qualify. College hoops, the Badgers on the road against the Butler Bulldogs in Indianapolis. Game time Saturday at 1:30. Last night in Green Bay, the Milwaukee Panthers beat the UW Green Bay Phoenix 88-67. The Phoenix now 2-9 under Doug Gottlieb. NFL, Packers defensive back Jair Alexander back and expected to play after missing the past month with a knee injury. The Packers in Seattle Sunday night. Luke Musgrave returned to practice. Jordan Love on seeing the tight end finally doing some drills after ankle surgery in early October.
Yeah, it's been awesome to see Luke. He was out there in pads and whatnot doing some individual stuff today. So, you know, had a tough injury. Didn't know when he was going to be back. And it's awesome to have a guy like that back out there.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Even though the parents have already been met several times, there is talk of a new Meet the Parents chapter. Deadline reports that actors Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, Ben Stiller, and Blythe Danner are in talks to appear in the new film. Most of the producer team is returning, but there is no one attached yet to direct. Details about the plot are being kept hush-hush. What on earth could this possibly be about? I'm guessing family-related discomfort. We are learning a lot about Jamie Foxx thanks to his new comedy special on Netflix. In addition to addressing his stroke a couple years ago and the 20-day coma that followed, Foxx used the platform to announce that he is done dating white women, adding humorously that he will no longer eat potato salad and raisins. Before you judge him, if you are, I'm done dating white women too, mostly because I'm married to a white woman who loves potato salad. I don't get it either, Jamie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds overnight, but frigid temperatures are our biggest concern. Cold weather advisory in effect. Lows near 5 below. Wind chills as cold as 25 below zero, thanks to gusty northwest winds. Mostly sunny near 5 above Thursday afternoon. Right now, it's 5 below.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
We're going to meet each other out in beautiful Seattle. My youngest godson lives out there. He works for the Navy at the Bremerton Naval Shipyard.
This is like your trip to L.A. There's always a connection over here.
Well, sure, because there's no hotel costs. I crash on people's couches. Right?
You are as innovative as you are cheap. That's a beautiful thing. You are correct. Thrifty, my friend. Are you sure Todd's a former Republican? Yes. Yes, he is.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll have the latest on the April election for state school superintendent. The matchup isn't what a lot of folks would have expected.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. We'll leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before we get to our guest, I want to remind you that Civic Media's latest statewide text to win contest is underway. It's our grown-up gift list. Perhaps you were thinking, wouldn't it be nice if I had an extra $100 to spend? Wouldn't it be nice if I had an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort?
I think those things both all the time.
Every day?
Every day.
So here is your chance to pick up one of those two things over the next 2 weeks. In the 7, 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours, we have a keyword for you to text in. Using the Civic Media app, you must use the Civic Media app, and then you're in the running either for that $100 or that overnight stay. Everyone is in the running for the grand prizes, which include espresso machine, some luggage, a little robotic vacuum, snowblower.
I was just going to say, is there a snowblower in there?
There is a snowblower in there, too.
Whoa.
So be listening after the 11 o'clock news. We will have the keyword for you to text in, and that also gives you time to download the Civic Media app. If you haven't done that, go to wherever you get your apps and look for Civic Media, download it, and then get ready to text in after the 11 o'clock news. All right. She is our friend, and she is a doctor. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. I am well. How are you all?
We're good. We're good. We're staying warm. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
My gosh. I have to drive up to northern Minnesota tomorrow, and it is literally going to be minus 18 when I get there.
Oh, baby.
Air temperature.
Oh, baby. Yes, bundle up. You're going to need it. We're going to talk about you texted me and said that you have some new breaking news about cervical cancer. So we'll get to that in a little bit. But the reason I had reached out to you to talk about this, and this is from December 4th, and I want to point out that they have since backed off on this, but this was the headline from NBC Connecticut. Anthem Insurance will no longer, this was the update. Anthem Insurance will no longer cap anesthesia coverage at a certain time limit for patients. So what they wanted to do was charge patients more if the surgery went longer than Anthem thought it should, so they were going to stop paying for anesthesia after a certain point. Now, after the tragic shooting of Brian Thompson from United Healthcare, they rescinded that. But that was something that they were considering doing, and that's why I reached out to you, Dr. Lyerly. It's like, how can they do that? What you're telling me that if I'm in the middle of having my gallbladder removed, and that the timer goes off, and so they're just going to let me wake up before I'm done?
Yeah. I'm looking at this from a surgeon's perspective. So, and there were no, modifications in this policy for people who had complications or other issues. Like, sometimes surgeries can go longer because they need to. So, as a surgeon who's doing a procedure for someone who needs to take the time that procedure requires, I can't even imagine knowing that, 30 minutes is over and anesthesia coverage is over now, so I need to hurry up.
Right.
Or we're going to stop and not complete the surgery because your anesthesia coverage is done. Like, that is just plain bad patient care. And it's silly, like it's ridiculous, but they're doing this incrementally with so many other things, often in clinics, often related to prescription drug coverage or other therapies that we prescribe for our patients, but then they deny and they don't get access to. And as a patient, you have no way to influence any piece of this, whether it's behavior or history or choosing a different, it doesn't matter. You are at the mercy of your insurance company. It's just not right.
Well, it almost seems like what they want to do is they'll say, we'll give you the anesthesia. We'll continue to give you the anesthesia, but anything over the clock, we're going to charge you for.
Exactly.
We can't not do it, but we also can't give you 45 minutes. We can only give you 30 minutes. So that extra 15 is going to cost you. Don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Well, and I mean, we saw this, the prime example in obstetrics was with epidurals in labor. So if you go into the hospital and you're having a baby and you choose to get an epidural, great. The anesthesiologist shows up, you have your conversation, you get your epidural, you have your baby. And then months later, you get a bill from the anesthesiologist because guess what? He wasn't in your network. Well, you didn't get to choose. You know, it's not like you were presented with four options.
Right.
Yeah. You got the person who showed up at your bedside and offered you pain relief. So this is just another way that they make money off of you without you not even knowing what's happening. That was where the surprise billing legislation came from. It's incidents like that. And the insurance companies continue to find these little nooks and crannies where they can charge you in ways that you don't understand. They make it complicated. They make it something you can't control.
Yes.
And frankly, you don't have options, right? If you work for a company, many people don't have six different plans to choose from. And even if you do, you don't know. They're so intricate and complicated. You don't know what you're getting. You just kind of, you know, throw a dart and pick a plan.
Yeah, take your best shot, right?
Right. This is not healthcare. This is not about healthcare. This is about making money for insurance companies. And, you know, no wonder we saw what happened in New York, which, by the way, is horrific.
It's horrible.
Terrible.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
But people feel helpless and they feel like they don't have any other options.
And they're angry. And I get that. I absolutely get the anger and the frustration. No one should do what happened to Brian Thompson. It's just horrible. It's just horrifying. Yeah, we don't need more vigilante justice in this country. We have enough problems as it is. But again, I completely understand people's frustration and anger. Then I found this one from the Washington Post from Elizabeth Rosenthal. George Lai of Oregon took his toddler to a pediatrician last summer for a checkup when the doctor noticed a splinter in his palm. So he must have gotten this between the car and somewhere coming into the doctor's office. His son wasn't complaining. The doctor grabbed a pair of tweezers, pulled out the splinter. They turned that into a surgical billing code of incision and removal of a foreign body subcutaneous and charged him $414.
Yeah, that's the code.
But according to this article, now they're kind of coding all kinds of things as a surgery in order to bill them. A woman goes to her dermatologist for her annual skin check. She mentioned a skin tag that had been irritating her a little bit. The doctor froze it with liquid nitrogen. Helene Schilder says it was squirt, squirt. That was it. She later got an explanation of benefits that said she had been billed for $469 as a surgery.
It's a procedure. It's a procedure that's done in the office, and that is how billing works. And even if I don't charge for that as the provider, my note goes to a coder, and the coder looks through it, sees the procedure that I've done, and they can then add that procedure code on top of what I have charged for the visit.
So the people who are doing the coding, do they have medical backgrounds?
No.
No.
They are trained as medical coders, but they are not medical providers. And we, as physicians and nurse practitioners and PAs, we are not trained in how to bill. That's not part of medical school. They don't sit you down and
right.
say, this is our complicated coding system.
Sure.
They put you in residency programs and they're like, well, figure it out. These are what the office visits look like. They've changed it recently. So now it's more based on time, which I think is better because, you know, the time that you spend together that's the valuable thing instead of like all of these different criteria. But it's still, it's expensive for one. And it's incongruent with why we went into this business in the first place. We went into it to care for people. Mm-hmm. And to know that they're picking apart these little pieces and to remove a splinter costs $400, like that doesn't make any damn sense.
Well, and I think that one of the things that we've talked about before on the show is that why is it so expensive? Why is it cost so much? And I think one of the things that Americans, I can't speak to anyone else, but Americans truly realize is that it's such a huge process that it's overwhelming that we just sort of do it and say, well, I got to get it done. I got to go to the doctor. I got to get this procedure. And then you get your bill and you're like, that's what you paid. But you can call these places and talk to them, talk to the accounting departments and talk through your bill.
Can you negotiate?
In certain situations, you can negotiate. I can't say exactly how, but I've seen many stories of people who just call up the doctor's office and say, hey, I got this bill for $5,000. I want to go through this line by line with you. And they may take things off, because I think what you're saying, Dr. Lyerly, is that you write it down for one thing. They'll code it for one or two other things. And if you call them and say, hey, this didn't happen. We didn't do this. There is hope there, but I think the insurance companies are counting on most people never doing that in the first place, because who has the time? Mm-hmm. Who has an hour, two, 3 hours to sit on the phone with somebody in an accounting department and say, like, all right, this said that I got a pill. I never got that pill. You know what I mean?
But I think you're right. It's like trying to cancel a subscription to something. They're going to make it as difficult for you as possible. So you're just going to give up and keep paying $20 a month because of the hassle is just too much.
Yeah.
Definitely. And, you know, what you're saying, Greg, is I never got that pill. Well, what if you did get that pill and that pill did cost $500 and you have a high deductible health plan?
Yeah.
So you are responsible for all of those things. And that's one of the big changes that we've seen over the past, you know, decade or so. It used to be that all that stuff was covered, so we never saw it. But then insurance companies started charging for all of those little picky things, and you didn't have the coverage to pay for it right up front. You have to pay for the first, what, $8,000 of your care, depending on your plan. So it doesn't work. And by the way, those high deductible healthcare plans, if you have a health savings account on the side, that is an incredible investment vehicle for people.
Yep.
You should never, ever spend that money if you can afford to not spend that money that you set aside in your health savings account. But how many people can put aside that money in a health savings account and not use it when you're having to pay up to $8,000 a year out of your pocket for your healthcare on top of whatever your premium is? I mean, I can tell you yesterday, I just re-upped my own healthcare plan on the exchange, and it's $700 a month for me, just me, and I have an $8,000 deductible.
Jeez.
That's just me. I'm healthy.
Right. Right, but
what
it's
do you
almost
do if you have a family? What do you do if you have health conditions? What do you do if you are rated because you're a smoker or you have other things going on in your life? You know, it is the whole system is rigged to provide profits to these insurance corporations and take little bits of money from us as patients, little bit at a time. We're tired of it.
Everybody's tired of it. People are angry. People are fed up. And when we're talking about that, changing the billing codes to make it a surgical procedure when you use a tweezers to pull out a splinter. Sure, it's $400, but just imagine $400 times 200,000 people once a week. You know, that adds up to lots of money for the insurance companies. And I see you on the line. We will take you when we come back. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is our guest. We're talking about the high cost of health care. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turn public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, and Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, you can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. An hour from now, we will wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it's the Nopes Feratu edition. You want to stick around for that. And if you ever have a thing that you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays. janesays@civicmedia.us. Our guest is Dr. Kristen Lierley, and we're talking about the high cost of healthcare and all this stuff insurance companies seem to get away with. And we do have a couple people on the line. Anne from Chippewa Falls has been very patient. Good morning, Anne. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Jane and Greg and Christine. I'm dealing with an insurance issue right now. Every year I go to the dermatologist. My dermatologist, she retired, so I had to go to a new gal, which was fine. And they used the nitrogen, whatever, to zap a couple spots. You know, I wasn't sure, but she just zapped them. She didn't say anything. My dermatologist that I used to have, she'd do the same thing maybe once or twice. I just got the office, you know, price. It was like $250, $300 for the office visit and the checkup. Well, then I got an additional $450 charged for zapping those two spots I didn't know she was going to charge me for. And I've been fighting this since June 17th. Oh, I know it's not a huge bill. I paid the office visit because that's legit.
Yeah.
But nobody told me that just by zapping that she was going to charge me $400 and some. And I'm not saying her, particularly her, but the system.
Right.
And I've been fighting it. And I have to usually call them because I'm worried, is this going to go on my credit report? And the gal said, nope, this won't go on your, not, nope. And I'm thinking, I hope not.
Did they give you any end date for this, Anne? I mean, where are you sitting with this now?
Something about December 15th. either to call them or they'll call me and let me know what's going on. In the meantime, you know, once in a great while, I've gotten bills from them, the same bill.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, well, don't give up.
Yeah.
Because they're counting on you on giving up. So don't, I would say, right, Dr. Lyerly?
Yeah, you know, it's an impossible situation. What was likely happening before was your other doctor just wasn't billing you for those procedures. And a lot of us do that, but it puts us in a weird spot because really, if we're doing a procedure, we need to document it. And if we document it and that note goes to the coders, then the mm-hmm. coders will bill it. So it really does become the health insurance company trying to collect as much money as they can from you. So I don't know how successful you're going to be very honest with you, because it was a procedure that was performed, even though you didn't know about it. I think that's your best angle, is that I was not told about this in advance, and now you know. But it also might prevent you from going in and getting care in the future, because you know when you go in next year, it's going to be the same thing. And do you have that extra $500 to get that routine care that you didn't used to have to pay for? And that's the thing that scares me the most, is once you've been stung, then you don't want to participate in the healthcare system. Yeah. And that's how we end up with these cancers that are diagnosed late and difficult to treat. And frankly, for some people, cost us our lives, because we know something's wrong, but we don't want to have to pay, or we can't afford to pay to go in and get it evaluated.
Well, and I saw another shocking statistic that a lot of cancer patients go through their entire life savings in the first 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, having a diagnosis like that is the number one reason why people go bankrupt in this country.
It's because of medical issues. Yep. Still. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Anne. I hope you get that resolved. I applaud your tenaciousness, because that's what it takes. Luann from Sheboygan, also on the line. She says she knows you, Dr. Lyerly, and she works in the insurance industry. Good morning, Luann. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. I have been listening to this conversation, and I am not going to defend the industry that I have worked in for 3 decades. It is a crap show. I'll be the first one to admit it. But in listening to the conversations we're having, I want to just take a second and remind people that the insurance company may be sending you the bill, but it is not the insurance company that is getting the money that you have to pay your doctor. That is going to the doctor's office. The insurance company collects the premium. So in the case of our poor dear person who just called before, people have to ask those questions. When they go into their doctor's offices, don't just take everything that the doctor says or does as just gospel because they're the doctor. You need to be able to ask those questions and say, okay, I'd like to have this done, but can you tell me what this is going to cost me? The insurance company then will get those bills, and if it's an in-network provider, that $400 is likely going to get negotiated down based on the contract that the doctor has with the insurance company. So maybe that $400 went down to $200. But still, in her case, did she sign anything agreeing to these surgical procedures?
We've only got a minute left, Luann, before we have to go to break. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour. Dr. Lyerly, we need to have you back. We have not solved this problem.
Oh, not even close. And, you know, I would say it's not a doctor issue. It's a healthcare system issue.
Absolutely.
The doctor doesn't know.
Absolutely.
The doctor doesn't know.
Dr. Lyerly, thank you so much. Luann, if you don't mind, Kelvin, get Luann's phone number. We need to continue this conversation and do this again. News coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin will be joining us. Also, Paul Noonan to talk all things sports and Aaron Rodgers. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Meet Ingrid. Fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck.
If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Police are piecing together more evidence against Luigi Mangione, the suspect in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
We heard in the early days about a cell phone that was dropped at the scene of the crime. Well, his fingerprints were found on that cell phone, and that cell phone was wrapped in tin foil. It's a foil-lined bag that helped him evade cell phone pings to a cell phone tower so his cell phone couldn't be tracked while it was on his person.
CBS's Anna Schechter says police also learned from Mangione's writings that he considered killing Thompson with a bomb but didn't want to hurt other people nearby. South Korea's president is not going down without a fight a week after declaring martial law. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
President Yoon Sung-yeol insists he will fairly confront impeachment or